CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP.
Copy KO4NUE.
4NUE.
And I have two pieces of traffic for KI4DOS and KO4HKX. Please notify them upon check-in. I have some information for them, over.
At, I will notify them. That's KI4DOS and KO4HKX. QSL?
And QSL, ma'am.
Copy. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar with an announcement.
KFO, go ahead with your announcement.
All right, it just came in from our radio club meeting, just barely got here in time. But nevertheless, for those of you who may would like to venture up to Hendersonville up here, they're starting back the road show, which is, you know, it's kind of a miniature swap meet type thing for radio operators. Genizio's Mexican restaurant on Spartanburg Highway. Like I say, it's a tailgater type thing, and my club asked me today if I could announce that on the Greenville net tonight. So, Genizio's Mexican restaurant parking lot. That's going to be May 13th. May 13th, starting at about 8:30. So, if anyone wants to come, everybody's welcome. I told them I'd announce that for you. KK4 JFO.
KF4JFO, KF4RYP, thank you so much. Would you like to put a number on that announcement?
Yeah, I'm not used to doing all this, but yeah, just put a number one on that one.
Does anyone need any fills on James's announcement? You heard, James, would you like me to go ahead and check you in?
Yes, ma'am, that'd be fantastic anyway. That'd be awesome. All righty, I'll turn it back to you. This is KK4JFO.
All right. Thank you so much, James, for your announcement. I appreciate that. And I have you in the long KK4JFO up in Tuxedo. Thank you so much. All right. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, and Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, Mr. Mel, and Prosperity, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, and Simpsonville, KG4PFI, Mr. Don, and Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, and Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, and Simpsonville, N4ASW, Mr. Tony, and Asheville, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, also in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, KF4NXY, Mr. David in Southern Greenville County, and AF4SX, Ms. Marie, also in Southern Greenville County. All those that used the pre-check-in feature on the website. Next, we'll move on to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My name is John. QTH is North Spartanburg County, and I will have no comments, no traffic.
Before RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to welcome KX4WTF, Mr. John, in Northern Spartanburg County. Thanks so much for stopping by. Mr. John, hope you are well tonight. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. So we'll begin our RF check-ins, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. India 4, Lima Zulu East. KI4LZI Mobile. And pits, no traffic, no rotate.
Thanks for calling it, Anna. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Great to hear you call the net anytime. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For RYP, I'm Anna. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment.
For RY Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy, who's mobile in Pickens tonight. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Andy. Hope you are well. It was another station that doubled with Andy. I only got the last little bit of your check-in, so I'm going to go ahead with the rest of the ones in this group. But if you will recheck with me as soon as I get to that point, that would be great. I'd also like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Mr. Larry over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by, Larry. I will be back around to you for some comments, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And I'd also like to welcome K4LWE, Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you are well tonight. All right, that other station that tried to check in, and if I didn't call you back, will you please recheck with me?
That was said, W4ILE, and Fletcher that I doubled with, KI4LZI Mobile.
W4ILE, this is KO4RYP. Was that you that doubled with Andy?
W4ILE, I guess I doubled. I apologize. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, City of Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad, it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Mr. Sid, I appreciate that. I'd like to welcome W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher, sounding good as usual. I thought that was you, but I only caught the last two words that you said, and I wasn't 100% sure. So Andy is more on top of it tonight than I am. So thanks for rechecking with me, Mr. Sid, and Andy, thanks for helping out with that one. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. Heard, so we're going to take a break for just a second. I've got another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Good evening to yourself, Miss Anna, and all the net. Do be sure and tell Chad hello, and I'll be negative in it, and I'll be no track, no comments, and no traffic.
It's KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, over in Greenwood. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir, and I will definitely pass on your hello to Chad. He is on his way home from a meeting, but I'll tell him just as soon as he gets here. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. All right, we're going to slide on up to our next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa, M through P. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP. 4 RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. Mobile on Highway 8. Thank you for calling the net.
RYP. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4. Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Western Granville County, being negative and negative, 7-3 on the net. And hi, Chad.
Hey, Matt.
RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, over in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, I always love when you check in with me. Hope you guys are doing well. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. And next, I'd like to welcome my husband, Chad, who is mobile on Highway 8, heading back to the house, KO4NUE. Sorry I didn't check you in earlier when you gave me those two call signs for some traffic. That was my bad, but thanks for checking with me when you got in the car. And I'll see you in a little bit. I'd also like to welcome WG4MC, Mr. Matt, in Western Greenville County. Hope you are doing well tonight, Mr. Matt. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. None heard, so we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station, the suffix of your call, Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. So 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable.
4RYP. Madam, please check in KO4QLG. This is Curtis in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Calling the net tonight. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA 1 RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And 73 to all on the net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you've had a great day. And KO4QLG, thanks for stopping by. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Bob over in Piedmont, AA1RD. Always good to hear you, Mr. Bob. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. None heard, so we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet. That's Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Brava, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
For RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy, over in Southern Greenville County. Always good to hear you, Mr. Tommy. Hope you are well. You might have this whole group to yourself tonight. But we'll do one more call for stations Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. On up to the next group, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call A through D, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Check in Kilo Victor 4 Alpha Lima. Robin out of Tryon. We just turned on Route 11. And we're headed home. I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening. Hey, old man.
4NUE.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Hannah. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP.
And in the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AM4CHY, Jesus Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
4 RYP. And please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Chad and everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
RYP. Anna, Mr. Chad in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KB4AL. That's Mr. Robin. He is mobile on his way back to Tryon. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Robin. It's great to hear you. I'd also like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dave. Hope you've had a good day. And Mr. Keith and Seneca, KN4CHY. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Keith. Next, I'd like to welcome KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Dave in Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you've had a good day. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS in Easley. He brings along my kindred spirit, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Ms. Joy I said hello. Gary, KO4NUE has a message for you. KO4NUE, this is KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, KO4NUE, go ahead.
Go ahead and call your station.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
All right, Gary, apologies to the net. I got in the truck late after the traffic call, so this will have to do. Miss Anna put message number 2 on this for tonight. Administratively speaking, I have captured your participation in tonight's events and have information on how you can receive your license after your participation. I'll forward that to you and inform you on what the National Weather Service wants you to do to get your license. QSL?
QSL, I understand completely. And that's not a problem. They should have my stuff on file anyway, but this would be an update for me, so that I'll need to take care of that anyway.
What got your information for you? KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, sir. KO4RYP, back to net.
4RYP, net control. Glad you all could connect and get that worked out. All right, any additional stations? Back to our roll call. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, wish you to check in, please call KO4RYP. Gotten them all the first go round, so we will move on up to the patient group tonight. Echo 3 Hotel, any station with the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in KD0GRL. This is Michelle. I'm mobile on my way to Tryon from Pickens. Hi, Anna. You sound great tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. In KO4HYC. This is Ann from Landrum coming from Pickens. And please check in KO4HYD. Steve is driving. Please check him in. Thanks for doing the net. Have a good evening.
KO4RYP.
Jackson. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That is Patrick. I'm at Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
In Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. Thank you for doing the net.
Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. It's good to hear you calling the net. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome some of my T-Bark friends that are on the road tonight. KD0GRL, Miss Michelle, great to hear you tonight, ma'am. You all be safe coming back from Pickens, heading back home for you in Tryon. And KO4HYC, Miss Ann, thank you. And you all be safe heading back to Landrum. And thank you for checking in, Mr. Steve, also while he is driving, KO4HYD. Mr. Steve, be safe. Get all those ladies home tonight from your training. So, thank you guys for checking in. It was great to hear you on this net. So fun. All right, next up I have KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose. Mr. Patrick, I have a message for you. I'm going to finish checking in the people in this group, and I'll be right back to you. I'd also like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, and WA4HNT, Mr. Alton. Mr. Alton, I did not get your location. Could you recheck with me with that, sir?
Sorry, I forgot to say it. Pendleton. I'm in Pendleton, Anderson County, Pendleton. WA4HNT.
Sure, I appreciate that. My daughter loves Pendleton. She goes to Clemson and works in Pendleton and thinks and just decided that she wants to live there one day. So you live in a great little place. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Miss Wendy, my good friend in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, and she brings along Mr. Mark, W2MJB. Great to hear you, Miss Wendy. I hope you guys are doing well, and we need to get together soon. All right, KO4NUE, this is KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, KO4NUE, go ahead, Anna.
Go ahead and call your other station, please.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, just want to let you know I have a record of your participation tonight, and I will be forwarding you some information on how to get credit for your participation and get your license or slash certificate. But I did copy your participation. Just want to let you know that. QSL. RYP, back to net.
UA, would you like to put a number on that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Number 3.
Roger that. Thank you so much. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any additional stations, Echo 3 Hotel, that would like to check in? If so, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Just got down to the basement. Please check in. Out of order. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net. And I'm located in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Hope you are doing well, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and thank you all. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. All right. Going to open it up to the big group. Any stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in that I may have missed the first go-round, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also my wife Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha, Hotel Sierra. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, now please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4RYP, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative. Thank you for the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KC4SKD, Mr. Larry in Easley. He brings along his lovely wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Mr. Larry, thank you for checking in with me tonight. Please tell Ms. Rhonda I said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. And Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, KO4JKB. Sounding good tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you've had a great day. Next, I'd like to welcome KQ4HLZ, Mr. Benson, up in Marshall, North Carolina. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you have a great evening. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. I have a message for KO4NUE.
HYC, go ahead and call your station.
KO4NUE, this is KO4HYC.
KO4HYC, KO4NUE, go ahead, Ann.
Slow down, please. You just passed us.
My bad.
Okay, KO4HYC, clear.
4RYP, thank you, Miss Ann. I appreciate that. thank you for delivering that message. All right, this is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I am now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. So first up on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things in Greer?
All right, BKK4JBQ. Well, everything's fine. Everything's fine here. We're still in one spot, although the winds, I suppose for everybody, but the winds have threatened to blow us away. I have a patio umbrella that I've played up and down with for 3 days now. I like leaving it up, especially if rain is forecast. And we did have some rain with all the wind, but it was awfully hard to keep it up because the wind would catch underneath it and threaten to take it away. But anyhow, I decided after that last encounter with the wind that I would just leave it collapsed. I only put it up after I was certain we wouldn't have more wind with the beautiful sunshine we've had. I just have to say, and tomorrow, another day of sunshine, stiff wind forecast, so that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I was listening for Chad to start the net, but it became abundantly clear why you are picking it up for him tonight. Thank you for that. Seems like there's some sort of caravan. I have never heard some backseat driver saying, slow down, over RF. That was so cool. KK4JBQ.
KO4RYP with KK4JBQ. You're right, Larry. That's probably a first. It's probably a first for the ham radio community to hear that. So, yeah, there was some Skywarn training at the Pickens County EOC meeting tonight. So I know a lot of our T-Bark Club members went over there, and Chad went as well. So he didn't think he was going to make it home for the net. So that's one nice thing about having a husband-wife net control team, that if he or I have to be out, we kind of have a built-in fill-in for the net control job. So I'm always happy to help him out so he can go do other things, because he does the same for me. So I agree that wind was a little bit crazy today, and well, for a couple of days, really. I have a bicycle that I keep parked on the little walkway to my mom's house, and it blew over yesterday, and I didn't bother picking it up because I knew that it's just going to blow over again. So I'm just going to wait for the wind to die down, kind of like your umbrella. I'm just going to wait for that wind to die down, then I'll pick the bicycle back up.
Yeah, with winds, I think it's the National Weather Service that when there's a wind advisory, they give a whole list of things that one should pay attention to, and a patio umbrella is one of them. But anything that could be dangerous if it became airborne, it should be tied down or laid low or something or other. Skywarn training, terribly important for getting information to the proper folks at the Weather Service, so they can transmit that and add that to their warnings if there's something extraordinary. I just think it's a very valuable thing for people to do, and for people to step out and do it gratis, it just requires that folks like me are very thankful for folks like them who are willing to go through the training and make themselves available. Yes. So, anyway, it was otherwise quite a nice day. There was a handbell concert tonight. I thought you might be interested, but it's over now, but still. Carolina Bronze was having, or did have, a concert tonight. Donna attended. I had duties here, but she attended and thought it was marvelous. They did it, they took show tunes from some of the classic movies. And some of those movies, of course, appeared first on Broadway. But most musicals have, you know, recognizable. Just to call one, for example, Singing in the Rain. I think that was the title of the movie, but it was also quite an obvious musical number in the movie, and so recognizable that if it's played on handbells, you still recognize it. And Carolina Bronze is very a very good group. She thoroughly enjoyed it. KK4JBQ.
For RYP, it was KK4JBQ. I bet that was really a great concert that, you know, you typically associate handbell music with more like church music or religious music or classical style. So I think that's great. I bet that was so fun to hear some show tunes on the handbell choir. So that group, are they local to the upstate?
I do think it's a North Carolina group, somewhere, or maybe I'm getting them confused with Raleigh Ringers. Yeah. I'll have to defer to Donna's knowledge on that. I do recall that we have seen both Carolina Bronze and Raleigh Ringers. They're both traveling professional groups. And if you ever have an opportunity, since I know you like that kind of music, it's always a worthwhile attendance to take in something like that. It's a little unusual. But Raleigh Ringers, in particular, they have quite a routine. Since there's a number of people on stage, now they're occupied, of course. Everyone has at least two notes, if not four or six. That's two in hand, or three in hand. And so they have their responsibilities. But they can also be comical. They can be, they can act out certain things that if you're watching closely, you'll pick up on the comedy, and never more evident than when those who have the large bells, and you've seen just how large some of those bells can be. They're huge. Not out of bronze, not out of bell bronze, but they make those out of aluminum, so they can be lighter weight. They're huge things. But there's one point in the Raleigh Ringers show that they kind of get in a, two of the large bell ringers sort of get in a, into a, they use the bells like clubs. Now, they don't come even close to striking one another, but it's a comedy thing. So anyway, it can be very entertaining as well to the eyes and other sensibilities as well as the ears. Anyway, I'm a fan. Oh boy. So you're speaking on the radio in the new shack, I take it.
Sir, I am. I'm out in the new shack with both dogs, who are sound asleep, but you probably can hear one of them snoring pretty bad. So it's really nice. I'm just super excited that he has this space, and he's getting everything so he doesn't have to dig stuff out of closets and boxes and shelves all over the house. He's got all his stuff in one spot. So yeah, it's working really well. I had to have him set everything up on the radios because I had just gotten to where I felt really comfortable being able to know exactly which switch needed to go where for which antenna and which radio. And then, of course, everything changed when he moved out here. So he had to get everything set up, and I'll have to spend a little bit of time once he finishes getting the rest of the radios installed, spend a little time so he can show me how all the new switches and the new plugs and the new things work.
See that. You're going to need to develop a playbook. There's probably a better word for it. But, yes, there's a lot that has to be engaged before a particular radio with a particular antenna, power supply, you know, amplifier perhaps. I know he thinks that's in the future. And so that's an additional complication. It's a technical hobby, appealing to many of us that are technically oriented. But anybody that's not a part of the development needs to have a playbook, for lack of a better word. Anyhow, he had some trouble with the power supply, I believe he said, the last time we heard from Chad from his new shack. And I think that's all been resolved. And everything's working as it should, yes?
I have a backup just in case, and he told me what to look for, but everything is still working properly, so I think whatever it was, he fixed it. He never told me exactly what it was. I probably would not have completely understood if he did, although I would have paid very close attention and tried very hard to understand. But I think that he got it all working because everything I haven't shut off yet, so I think we're doing good.
And we're all happy about that. Chad is has boundless energy to do the things that are of interest to him, and we're all thankful for that. Many of us have benefited greatly already from his taking up this hobby and taking us all into to his care and keeping, you might say. I know I'm talking for a lot of people there, and many of them I haven't spoken with, but I think I can talk for a lot of people. We are so very thankful for his generosity. Anyway, with that, I'm going to let somebody else take the next spot, and it's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight, for sure. Anna, you take care. Good night to everyone. 7-3.
Care for RYP. Mr. Larry, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, so thank you for stopping by, and make sure to tell Donna hello for me. All right, we're going to take a break for just a second. Have I missed anyone? Any additional check-ins? Before we move on with our RAG 2, do we have any additional check-ins? Please call KO4RYP. So we'll move on up to our next station up on for the RAG 2, KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, how are things on the plantation?
RYP and the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Miss Anna, Mr. Chad, and the net. Things over here on the plantation are doing well. Still got a mess out there in the yard, but it'll sit there out there and wait on me. That's no big deal. Everything is going well around here. Stephen is, my youngest son, Stephen, is cutting the grass for me. He hasn't got it all done yet, but he's got the front twice, and then the upper backyard once, and the lower backyard is yet to be cut, and around the garden is yet to be cut. So, but that's okay. I don't care. Let it grow. Beautiful weather we were having, as you and Larry were talking about earlier. They had some gorgeous weather. The wind has been up a little bit, but that's okay. You know, they gave us a little warning about it, said that it was going to be windy. And as long as they give us a little bit of warning, we foretold is forewarned, I guess. So we're in good shape as far as that goes. What else do we do? I didn't do a whole lot today. I got to go for my exercise class tomorrow. That's what I call it. It's cardiac therapy, but I call it my exercise class. Go over there for that, and then get that taken care of, and then I'll come on back to the house and probably sit around a little bit more tomorrow. Gosh, I don't know what all has been going on around here. Not much at all, really, Anna. Joy made a macaroni pie, and I had a little bite left of that in the refrigerator, and I ate it with some chicken tonight. That was my supper.
This is KO4RYP with KI4DOS. That sounds like a very delicious supper, Mr. Gary, for sure. And I think some of the best days are when there's not a lot going on. Sometimes that makes for a better day than when you're slammed full of all different kinds of things. So I'm glad that somebody's cutting the grass for you, and I'm glad that you have the attitude that it's okay if things sit for just a little while and they'll get done when they get done. I think we all get way too uptight about getting certain things finished, and it's okay if things take a little bit longer.
Trying to be good. That's hard for me too, buddy. Let me really emphasize that. I have always been one to get outside and do the yard work and the garden, and I enjoy that sort of stuff. And not been able to dig in the dirt and cut the grass and that sort of stuff is, it hadn't really grated on me, but it's made me a little sad, I guess would be a good way to put it. I'm not depressed about it or anything, but I'm a little sad that I'm not able to get out there and do it myself. But that will come in the next few weeks, and I'll be out there doing it again. We've had a wonderful day. Had a gorgeous day. That's all I can say for it. There's another beautiful day. And, of course, I think tomorrow is supposed to be another pretty day, but it feels supposed to be a little windy, which is okay. Like I said, I'm not gonna fuss about that till the trees start falling on the house, and then I'll find something to laugh about. You can't take all that stuff too seriously. You know, it's just stuff, and so what? But, you know, all in all, you know, I've had a really good day today. Haven't done anything. I've got to do a little bit tomorrow, and then I'll take another day off or so, and see what the rest of the week brings. Hopefully I'll be on the net tomorrow night, all things willing, and Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise too high, I'll be here, depending on how well I do over there with my exercises tomorrow, I guess. But looking forward to that, as always. Sound like you got a really good net going. Appreciate you stepping in and calling in for Chad. Joy and I, you know, Joy's an operator as well, and she used to call the net, and used to, if I wasn't here on time, you know, she would start my net for me, or if I needed her to call the net because I was still working or something of that nature, she would, or I'd call it for her, and we took turns back and forth, and that really, really is nice when you've got that kind of backup and you don't have to worry about it. And I know you and Chad do that a lot for each other, and I think it's really neat, you know. I know other husband and wife teams that did it as well, you know, did the same thing, you know, taking care of the nets when the other one couldn't do it. Talked to radio out, that's not like me. Talked to Larry, KC4SKD. He came by the house yesterday, and I didn't know it, but he and Rhonda used to call the net, and he would call the net, and she would write down all the calls while he was calling the net, and the next time they called the net together, he would do the writing while she talked on the radio. So maybe that might be something for you and Chad to do, and see if he can keep up with all the check-ins as he writes them down. So while you're calling, and if he doesn't keep up, then you can fuss at him.
Sure, that might not be a bad idea to try. I have to tell you, he takes such good care of me, and he left you know, the preamble out, and he left. He has his own little. Because we're still paper pencil people. We haven't made the jump to using Dave's fancy computer logging system. One of these days I'm going to, but in the meantime, we just kind of are in our groove of using paper pencil, and he has his own little sheet that he prints out that he's made on the computer and prints out, and he has different columns for different paper. So I'm not going to lie, at the very beginning I was struggling because it was not my normal groove, and I had to write a little bit smaller, and I can't, when I'm writing quickly, I don't have good penmanship to begin with, even on a good day when I'm trying really hard, but when I'm writing quickly, it's even worse. So I was struggling at first to get in the groove of his sheet and where everything is on the page, but after a little bit it got better. So I'm not sure that he could read my handwriting, because sometimes I can't read my own handwriting.
Well, don't feel bad that you are still using paper and pencil. I've been calling the net for over 18 years, and that's the way I still do it. I used to do like Chad. I used to print off pages off the, you know, I had a form on the computer, and I'd print off the pages for the net when I was going to call it. And, boy, I tell you what, those mounted up quickly, and I filled up a file cabinet very quickly with that. And so I started using these file-bound notebooks. And they're easier to keep, and I use one page per night. I got draw some lines down the front and number them, and that's the way I choose to do it. And I've called a net, oh gosh, a little over 18 years, and I still use paper and pencil. I think I can write a lot quicker than I can type. My fingers don't work too good on the keyboard anymore. So I'll continue to put my scribble down as long as I can read it.
Sir, there is something I think also about putting pen to paper or pencil to paper that from an educator's standpoint, I don't think we don't teach a lot of handwriting anymore in the schools because everything has gotten so computerized. And but there's a part of learning to write and learning about letters that you need that that resistance, and the way that it feels and the shape of the letter is an important part of learning. And I feel like we're kind of missing that in schools these days. So that I'm like you. There's nothing like putting pencil or pen to paper and writing stuff down. So sometimes it's faster on the computer, but there's something real satisfying about making a list when you call the net every week and seeing all these check-ins that you've had right down on the paper.
Yeah, I think you kind of remember them a little better if you write them down. And that may not be true. I mean, if I was typing them in each night, I would probably remember them just as well as I do writing them down. But I still like doing it the old-fashioned way. Paper and pencil don't crash. That's the way I look at it. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Anna. Sound like you got a wonderful net going. Appreciate you calling it. I'll let you see if you got any more out there in the wings. I hope you do, and I'll sit back and listen to the rest of your net. Enjoyed it, as always, and look forward to doing it again. Tell Mr. Chad I said hello, and we'll talk to y'all a little bit later. 73, my friend, KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Mr. Gary. Thank you for sticking around for the RACQ portion tonight. All right, do we have any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Inman, negative and negative.
For RYP, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to welcome neighbor Mr. Jerry in 4JBM. Thank you for stopping by. You'll be safe out there, mobile around in Inman tonight. And thank you for checking in. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. All right, just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, he will be calling the net and also having the swap net, which is the highly anticipated event of the week. So be sure to check in with him tomorrow night, give him some rider's cramp, and listen to all the good stuff that is for sale or trade on the. I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. It has been my pleasure to be your net control station tonight. 73 and good night. I am clear.